We've reported this week on a variety of implications the conflict between Russia and Georgia might have for the U.S. Here's another area where relations may be strained: space travel. Some members of Congress are worried that NASA isn't going to get enough political support to buy Russian flights to and from the International Space Station. And NASA needs those flights, as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
NASA's planning to retire its old familiar space shuttle in just 2 years. The agency is working on a replacement spacecraft, but that won't be ready until around 2015. So there will be a gap, a period of time when NASA will have no American spacecraft to take astronauts up.
The challenge we have is that for approximately 5 years, the plan, which is a very bad plan, but is the only plan that NASA and the administration and Congress have approved, is to be dependent on the Russian Soyuz vehicle to get people to and from the International Space Station.
That's Tom Feeney, a Republican congressman from Florida, which is home to the shuttle.
And so now with the political realities with Russia invading Georgia, we have a new wrinkle thrown in.
Here's the wrinkle. NASA needs Congress to act soon if the agency is going to be able to buy flights to the station after 2011. That's because Russia needs 3 years of lead time to build new space capsules. And to make a contract with the Russians, Feeney says that NASA needs a special waiver from Congress.
The waiver is required because under U.S. law, any country that provides weapons or nuclear capabilities to countries like Iran, North Korea, and Syria is prohibited from getting American technology or entering into any contract for American technology. It would be illegal for NASA, unless they had a waiver, to actually contract to use the Soyuz to get to and from the space station.
Feeney says the House of Representatives was in favor of granting NASA a limited waiver.
But that was before the hostilities in Georgia. My guess is that in the Senate, the attitude is going to be much less friendly towards cooperation with the Russians.
Well, with the aggressiveness of Russia in Georgia, I think it's dead on arrival.
Senator Bill Nelson is a Democrat from Florida. We caught him on his way to meet citrus growers.
This tension with the newly energized and resurgent Russia being run by a man that fancies himself as the Tsar of Russia, Vladimir Putin, is now going to cause a very serious problem in our American space program.
But NASA spokesperson Michael Braukes didn't seem so concerned. He says NASA and Russia's space agency have a long history of successful cooperation.
We feel that, you know, while it's possible that government-to-government issues could have an impact on our relationship, we haven't really picked up any word or any feedback from the Hill that that's what will happen.
He says they won't know for sure until Congress comes back in session. Even if Congress didn't want to let NASA buy more flights from Russia, there's no easy plan B. The government could extend the life of the aging shuttle, but continuing to fly the shuttle while also building its replacement would be very expensive. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.